Great
this
job.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Your Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by Burger King, C-File, CG Atlantic General, Commonwealth Bank, the Cotton Tree Convenience Store, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, J.S. Johnson, the National Insurance Board, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Ross Electric Motors, Wendy's, and Wilmax Pharmacy.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Good to have you with us. All right, so let's get right to it. Yesterday we didn't have time, and we were going to talk about the honeymoon phase having eclipsed for the Davis administration. But let me tell you something. God is a serious God, yeah? So I really do believe that we have reached a point in the lifetime of the administration that we no longer focus on what came before, and we're now looking, for the most part, squarely at what the current administration is doing. And the Free National Movement, you know, can honestly look at what's going on with the current administration and assess their platform, their strategies, their policies, their actions, and make determinations and give full-throated responses to it. Because people are, I'll tell you what the caveat is. People have gotten used to the idea now that Minnis is no longer prime minister, and the things that he did, we're now looking past and we're looking to see what Brave Davis is doing. Except the FNM is in a good position 10 months on. I'll go back through this. Except y'all have to get Minnis to shut up. He's ruining all your forward movement. So y'all had a protest outside Parliament yesterday. It was good theater, I won't lie. I don't know what you expect to happen that the commissioner's not doing now. And I don't know why we do this thing where, and I got so much heat for this back in the day, because it was with Alison Green said when everything really kicked off, went crazy, right? How come the commissioner don't get blamed for crime? How come only the politicians get blamed for crime? How come the commissioner of the Rob Arms Police Force, who recording all the murders, nobody goes, boy, this commissioner got a lot of murders on his watch. No, y'all don't do that. Y'all go, oh, the politician got a lot of murders on. The politician don't run the force. They got oversight of policy and the policy directions. The politician don't deal with the day-to-day operations of the force. The commissioner does. The politician don't put people in different places and organize patrols, not that I'm aware of. The commissioner does that. So how can the commissioner don't get blamed for crime? And y'all do this so conveniently. FNM and PLP, crime, crime, crime. That's it, just them? Dealing with crime? Exactly. It's the commissioner writes the crime plan. The commissioner figures out how to implement the government's policy directives, but yet all y'all say is, Eva, the current administrator, the PLP, the F&M don't know what they're doing. And I'm like, man, what are y'all doing? Like, so we scared now to say the commissioner's not doing the job because they work hard. And you don't want to be like, oh man, this commissioner really ain't cutting mustard, because they hard working, most of them, for the most, all that I've seen are hard working, you know? And it ain't no easy job. But y'all just blame the politician. Never blame the commissioner. So I think it's disingenuous, but fine. You demand action on crime. Y'all told Clayton Fernando this? Or y'all just telling Brave? Y'all want him to tell Fernando? He right there, you know. Tell Fernando, I want action on crime. Okay? Paul Rohl was in. There were a lot of murders under him. There were a lot of murders under the green slate. There were a lot of murders under Anthony Ferguson. Although we had a dip. Ferguson had a dip. But we ain't say Anthony Ferguson and Paul Rohl, when he started, they cracking down on these murders. No. Y'all sit up in Parliament. That FNM is serious about bringing down the murder rate. But the FNM, all right? So anyway. Fine. Have your protest, and you can get some political mileage out of it, for sure. Because it's easy talking points. It's good spectacle. I get it, right? And you could do that. Except y'all have to get Minister to shut up. Now, I'm out of ideas on how to do this, other than expel him from the FNM, which, if I were a leader at FNM, I would do that actively. But not everything is too far for y'all. The MP got to resign. No! The former prime minister currently working against the party, he should lead the party. No! Let's move heaven and earth. Let's shift all of our values and thoughts and ideas and how we see things, just so we don't have anyone take any crazy action. My minister kicked Loretta them out of the party in a heartbeat without taking two breaths. And Loretta them was out by the weekend. When they do that? Sunday. It was out of the party. The FNM expelled 8 MPs. Was it 8? 7 MPs. In one night. But yet, y'all gonna let this ride. Let me explain it to you like this. It's why I say the honeymoon over, right? Because you get married. You married. That's who you wanted to marry. Maybe it was an arranged marriage. Who knows, you know? We'll fall in love later. So, Brave Davis came in. And the difference was so stark between his leadership style and Menace's insanity that most people, even FNMs, just went, okay, great. We don't have to deal with that. Davis came in and almost immediately pushed the curfew to midnight, then eliminated it weeks later, eliminated all these emergency orders that this man acted like a lunatic with, a lunatic. It was lunacy, and that all y'all bought into it speaks to the weakness of your character. Yes, that's an insult. Wear it. All right? The difference was so stark that people go, great. And you still had those scars from Minister's leadership, right? So you still were like, let me explain it to you like this. You ever date a miserable woman? Yes, right. That describes half the single women in Nassau. So don't get tight. I was out here on this road single too. Half of y'all are miserable. And we date y'all because you look good, you know, and we need companionship, but y'all are miserable. A lot of y'all face screw up. Don't, you know what I mean? Because everything ain't going exactly like you wanted every second of the day. Eye rolling, face screw up, heavy sighing, breathing. That's about half of y'all. Who's single? The ones who's still single, they won't be forever. So, you date a miserable woman, right? Okay, so here's how you know you're the miserable woman. When your boyfriend has to have 5 Guinness before he can come home to like brace himself to deal with your stuff, that you're miserable, right? when you have to track him down and he's not trying to come look for you, it's probably because you're miserable. You're very difficult to deal with. You're always, yeah, right? You know, everything's a problem. Every face screw up. Every picture you ever miss, face screw up. Because you don't, that's just him, right? So if you date a miserable woman and you're like, okay, well, this is normal, right? Because you date the miserable, because she's miserable, but a lot of your friends are in relationships with miserable people. And they figure, well, that's just life, right? And you think you're a player, so you're not going to ask your friends if this is normal, that this woman is totally miserable and just makes noise and acts like she's irritated being in a relationship with you and nothing you do is good enough and all this, right? And you're going through that for years, right? And finally you break up. You can't take it. You're about to become homicidal and suicidal, right? So you break, before any of that happens, let's break up. I can't do it. I'd rather be alone. Okay, that's no problem, right? I'll go without sex for a while. No problem. Let's break up. And that's, you get used to this miserable feeling, right? So this is what being in a relationship feels like. It feels like misery, right? Every day is a chore. And then you meet a normal woman, right? Who's pleasant and amiable and affable and says nice things to you, right? And you do something for her and she says, thank you. I really appreciate it. She smiles. They say, don't tell women to smile. It's sexist. This is why y'all are single. Anyway, she's happy to see you, right? She recognizes that you work hard and you're trying to help make life better for yourself and for her. And she doesn't sweat the small stuff. Okay? You bring her the thigh snack, and she's not going to bark at you because it's not kunk. You just got the thigh snack. He stood on the line to get you the thigh snack, and she appreciates it. Okay? And when you find a pleasant, sensible person, you're like, Jesus, what was I doing with this miserable person before? Just brought me misery, right? And so even though the person is not perfect, who's pleasant, the woman, she's not perfect, she's pleasant, right? I mean, you're not perfect either, but she's not perfect. If you're thinking about what your dream was, it ain't your perfect dream, but it's so nice, it's so pleasant. And you're still mad at the miserable woman who wasted years of your life putting you through the ringer. Some say only the single women. I know, you must know why you get married. If she was married, if she was miserable and you marry her, that's your fault. You must like that. So you're with the pleasant person and they're not perfect, right? She don't pay the cable bill on time. You know what I mean? She don't buy the kind of cereal you like, because she like the other cereal, right? She's leave like a half inch of juice in the bottle and put it in the fridge and don't go buy no more juice. She ain't perfect, right? But you look past, oh, she pleasant, man. I was with this miserable, like, creature. Everything is, you still mad about that. Every time you think about anything the pleasant person ain't doing, you think about the miserable person. You go, I'm not sick. Let me shut up. Everything cool. I can deal with it. So that's what's going on. That's what's been going on for months with Davis, right? We now have someone pleasant. Someone who speaks to you as if you matter, right? Someone who doesn't bark nonsense at reporters. And then you stupid people go, that's good for y'all report. What are you, an idiot? The prime minister of your country is telling people A is B and B is C. What are you talking about? That's normal to you? You gonna shield for that? So Davis doesn't do any of that. Right? He had a couple of hiccups. Clinton was wilding out, but everything cool. So when the DRA doesn't move at the clip that it should, because I have no idea what's been going on with the DRA for 10 months, you ain't tripping. Because Kay Forbes is going to sue the government, and then everything comes up. But look at Kay Forbes' mid-contract. This administration's in too. You still thinking, look at this miserable woman. You're thinking, I don't even know what's going on with the DRA right now. You just thinking, look at what happened before. Look what Menace was into. And that carried us for months, right? Because we were so pissed off and also so relieved that we no longer had to do with that. Right? Davis treated you like you weren't a toddler. That there's a different way to deal with the pandemic than what this guy was dealing with. Davis allowed businesses to open more. He allowed the economy to recover faster, all right, which is what people wanted. They allowed events. Like I say, not perfect. I don't see why we couldn't have Carnival, but whatever. Even when we had a huge spike in COVID cases in January, right? Y'all were still shell-shocked, right? It's been like January is only a few months. We were all like petrified, right? Everyone belly get loose. Oh, Lord Jesus, we're going to lock down everything. And I was like, Davis ain't finna do that because he ain't crazy, right? So the honeymoon period was really solid, you know, and we saw stuff today, you know, like you say, your new love, she ain't perfect. She like spend too much money on purse and won't go out to dinner a lot, but everything cool, right? She won't take trips, you know, everybody and they mommy gone to the UAE. And you still was willing to be like, okay, everything cool, man. You know, the last miserable one was can spend twice what y'all say y'all spend. So everything cool. Don't worry about it. Even though you throw it in our face, you in a hotel room in Dubai, like y'all have never been nowhere, but everything cool. Right? So the honeymoon period was still on. And we feeling good. You know what I mean? We feeling good. All right. School's opening back up. Man, this one had by turn out of school. Right? Couldn't do nothing. Had to dip and dive and go over hurdles and steal Wi-Fi and all this other stuff. Right? Switch out phone with your children. Thousands of kids dropped out of school. But Davis them opened school back up. They dropped testing requirements they dropped the travel visa for Bahamians and the visa for inter-island travel, right? And ain't nothing, the world didn't collapse. Right? Darville said, we gonna get more hospital personnel and everything. You're like, oh, great, 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 great. Everything wasn't great and perfect. But you in this honeymoon phase, you're like, man, this is really good, right? And so as long as you have that miserable woman still on your mind, you're a pleasant woman who ain't perfect, that's just fine with me. All right? Now, when you no longer have nightmares about being with this miserable woman, right? And the horror of the memory starts to fade, and all the crazy, stupid stuff she did starts to smooth out and you're no longer focusing on it, you're going to start focusing on the things that the pleasant woman you're with doesn't do. And so before you were let it ride, yeah, you know, you went to the Dubai and that wasn't super cool, but okay. All right. And you started to see some trends. You're like, okay, well, now you're gone. Carry everybody to Rwanda. And you check back in and carry everybody to Suriname. I know if I like that. Right? And you're sitting there going, yeah, see, I like her, but I know if I like that. Right? So you start, your mood start to shift. You're willing to be more critical because you were thinking about the crazy person you were with before. Well, not crazy, miserable. They say don't call women crazy. Can't say nothing about women. They can say anything about men. Can't, everything is sexist. You call women crazy, it's sexist. You call women, men, any name in the book is adequate. But anyway, so, you know, you looking at, your new person, and you're like, okay, well, I like her, but she using a lot of light, the light bill going up, you know, she want AC run all day. What's going on with that, right? BPL say the bill going up. What's going on with that? You like her, but looks like NIB about to have a problem in a few years. What's you traveling though? You ain't addressed that yet. You could tell me you don't even read the thing, right? So we looking at it as a problem, right? Nah, crime going up, murders going up, right? Way up. And you're looking around like, well, you know, this, I don't feel quite comfortable. I don't feel safe. What's happening? You know? And so you're now willing to be critical of the person you're in this new relationship with because the newness starting to fade. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You find somebody new, 6, 7, 8 months, y'all on cloud nine. Everything brand new. You tithing, thanking Jesus, right? 9, 10, 11 months come, you start like, you know, the newness start to, you know, fade, you get comfortable. You no longer have Stockholm syndrome or PTSD from this lunatic you was in the previous relationship with. And now you're looking at them with less dreamy eyes, right? And that's how the public is starting to view the current administration. They're over all that went on with Minnis. Things are trending back toward normalcy, but there are problems that we believe you may not be paying focused attention to, and we're no longer willing to overlook some of these things that look like flaws to us because we were so happy to get out of that last relationship until the miserable person come pop right back up, right? So F&M, y'all did a great job. Me, I can kick him out the party. People can get mad at me with this. Y'all gonna send voice notes and talk about me. It's whatever, right? Me, I can kick him out the party. Here we go. Everything was good, right? Everyone, y'all had protests and y'all was righteous with the protests. This is horrifying. The crime, the bloodshed, right? And you could cloud chase. That's fine. You know, a new commissioner came in. I mean, y'all can pretend there was no crime 10 months ago. Everything cool. Go right ahead. Y'all can pretend people weren't getting murdered 10 months ago. No problem, right? Y'all are going to pretend like Paul Roll wasn't commissioner during your tenure and this tenure. No problem, right? And I'm not blaming Paul Roll for anything. I'm just saying if we're looking at people and going, why is crime like this? I don't understand why it's always the politician. That's all. And I ain't shielding for no politician. Y'all could go give them every day. If they ask for the job, you give them a hard time. Listen to this. Here come the miserable one back to remind you why you in the relationship you in now. Nassau Guardian, Travis Cartwright, Carol. Minnis Island appears to be a gunman's town. Okay. This is yesterday in the House of Assembly. Saying that New Providence appears to be a gunman's town, former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis yesterday castigated the Davis administration for what he said is its failure to tackle the rise in murders in the country. Woo! Minnis also called Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe's comments that Bahamians should brace for more police-involved shootings as police beef up resources to combat increased crime totally unacceptable. Now, we talked about this before. To me, Wayne Monroe, a lot of people too soft and too oblivious to logically understand what it is you're trying to say and what it is that the police dealing with. If more police on the street and more criminals continue acting like they acting, some of the criminals are going to die by the hands of police. All right? And y'all don't want that because they're good boys. They just were led astray. They couldn't hack it as a packing boy. No one would, you know what I mean? Give them, you know, ice cream on Sunday. So, you know, you pick up an AK-47 and start murdering people. This says week after week, Minnis said in House of Assembly, week after week, month after month, New Providence gets more unsafe with the elected government doing nothing we can see to combat the problem. He added, last week, there was killing after killing and shooting after shooting. New Providence appears as if it is a gunman's town, with the Davis administration appearing clueless as to how to address the problem. This year has been a bloody one in our capital. So here's my question. What would you call last year? What would you call all the blood that was shed on the scores and scores of murders that occurred on New Providence last year? What was that? Was it a gunman's town then? Help me out. It's become a gunman's town since Brave Davis took over. What was it? Last April, when six men were shot dead in the middle of the day on a major public thoroughfare. What was it then? And what does it say about you that no one has been charged in those killings? Was it a gunman's town then? Or was it somewhere that everybody felt perfectly safe traversing day and night all about? This is silly. And all he's doing is reminding people why we didn't want him to be our prime minister. He talks about having a leader of national security not making said statements. He says, rather than loose talk that is dangerous, this administration has come up with a real plan to prevent crime and swiftly punish violent offenders who are determined to harm others. Thus far, the government side is failing miserably. So that's loose talk by Monroe. But you go tell police officers, lock up Bahamian citizens if they're out of their homes at 9:01 at night. And that's perfectly fine. What are you talking about? What do you think your leadership was? It was far more wanting than the leadership of Brave Davis. We did not have confidence in you. We didn't even have confidence in you to come out and vote. I came out and voted to vote against you. We didn't have confidence in the majority of your support, the people who would say they were FNMs, who voted FNM in the 2017 election. They had so little confidence in you that they didn't come out to vote. And as long as you guys have him still talking, and he's still this prominent thing at FNM, y'all are always going to go back to this default position the Bahamian people have is, you know what, we ain't trying to hear that. Let's ride with Davis, because what you talking about ain't making no sense. You wasn't making no sense then. You ain't making no sense now. Let me go look to Monroe and Davis and deal with that. You guys are hurting your ability to be a loyal opposition that makes sense to the Davis administration. And the thing about it is we need a good opposition. Like, it can't be me pointing out the things that Davis them shouldn't do only. It gotta be the opposition who getting paid for it. We need you guys to examine the budget closely. We need you guys to look at what's happening with crime strategies, all right? We need you guys to look at policy. We need you guys to highlight things that your supporters in government may be saying that the government is doing that they shouldn't be doing. We need you guys to point out that the government's not properly following the Public Procurement Act. We need you to say when the government's not properly following deadlines that they should be following. We need you to point out when there seems to be extraordinary spending on travel, X, Y, Z. We need you to point those things out. But when y'all have homeboy talking, we start tuning y'all out. So the same day y'all had y'all protests, All I'm hearing in my head is this guy talking about New Providence seems to be a gunman town. What was it before? Did the Lollipop Guild run the streets? What are you talking about? Let's go to a break. We'll go to a break and we'll come back.
Double shot decaf cappuccino.
Light roast Colombian no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor. And only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
So, what would you like to discuss?
Insurance, Doc. It's so frustrating. I go to the mall for motor, drive to Bay Street to get a home quote, swing east to file a medical claim, then go west for a pensions appointment. Don't even get me started about life.
I'm going to prescribe CG Atlantic. They have all the insurance you're looking for.
Really? Thanks.
With all the insurance you need, we're like a doctor that doesn't waste your time and money. CG Atlantic. Good like that.
J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best, always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Hello? Can you show you something else, boy?
Who this is? Tamika?
You ain't even remember my name?
Wow, Dred. Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning your trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, let me get a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine, because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you got to get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I see a hide not under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list, because I know you're going in shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for tuning into the revolution. Everybody gonna be mad at me. I don't care. Everyone's gonna be mad at me. The women gonna be mad at me. Half of them anyway. It just is what it is. It's just my opinions. It says, bro, listen, we don't want to hear nothing about menace. He's in the past, and Brave ain't proved nothing but taken away from our farmers. Now we need to hear about the NIB money spent on Prospect Ridge. Yeah, there's a lot of property on Prospect Ridge that NIB, I don't think they should be buying, but or have bought, but that's just me. But I'm with you. If menace is in the past, right, as you say, then why are you still talking about what's going on right now as if none of this went on with him? He says, half y'all single women miserable. You so out of order. You'd be miserable too if you had to deal with men. Luckily, you found a woman. I ain't gonna lie. I do kind of get it. Like, what some of these men put these women through? I don't know how to get out of bed in the morning. I was coming out of this is on Fox Hill Road, Twisted Delight, right, where they sell the bread, best bread on the island. I'm telling you, dinner rolls are a must. I was coming out, right, and you know it's a funny light on Fox Hill. It's opposite On the Run, and there was a lady in front of me, and the car in front of her was moving, and she was not moving, and she had 3 little kids in the car with her. She's wearing her bonnet, right? Looked like she had her house coat on. She had 3 little kids in the car. There's little putt-putt, you know, and none of them had their seatbelt on. They was making noise, and I blew my horn, right? Man, this woman looked at me. And when she looked at me and scowled at me, I could see all the trauma that was going on in her life. Whoever these kids' dad is or dads, all the problems that they cause her, why she's toting these 3 kids around with her bonnet on, all that I could see in her scowl at me. And I was like, I'm so sorry, miss. I'm so sorry. You go ahead. You're right. You go ahead. And she just turned her head back and then went. And I waited patiently. Because I don't know your struggle, ma'am. I do not know your struggle. All right? And I don't want it. All right, let's do some more text messages. I'm not sure I follow. Was there a press conference organized by the FNM that featured Menace as the honorary speaker, or was it just his contribution to a bill debate? The country's moved on from Menace, and the media must do the same. The media will not do the same. He's the former prime minister. So if he starts talking about Nassau as a gunman's town, if Ingram came out and said Nassau appears to be a gunman's town now, you think we're going to ignore that? If Christie said it, you think we're going to ignore that? Come on. You know you're the former prime minister. You know your words carry weight. You know exactly what it is that you're doing. And it ain't had nothing to do with the bill they were discussing in any event. All right. I know you're going to be mad. I know. It's okay. Let's do it. And we can, you can be mad at me and be infuriated and send me texts. And when the show's over, I'll go have lunch. It says, please tell me what his former PM and his suggestions to help curb the crime. He stated Nassau is a gunman's town. It seems to me that his only suggestion is to lock us down and curfews. That's about it. This is only the brainwash is concerned about what happened in the UK. Now I know you, Dwight, will agree with me that behemoths can go in any national sea park and fish to feed their families. If tourists can get lobster from sea parks and not be charged, behemoths can do it also. Yeah, I saw that with the National Trust. Look, man, you know, let's grow up, okay? If you were in a little dinghy and you go into the National Sea Park to get a grouper, what was your the defense was supposed to lock you up and fly you to Nassau and charge? Come on, be serious. Now, if you and you come to take out a whole freezer full of catch, that's a different situation. But if I do want a little subsistence fishing in the Exuma land in Kisi, I mean, it ain't that serious to me. Says, you guys at work while I'm home watching the Tour de France. We don't have wonderful events like this in the Bahamas. Just look at how clean and developed, great roads, beautiful countryside. Wow, take that, Dwight. Why are you all sending me Dwight? What's happening? Is this for me? Zaid the smirk of the FNM peeps wearing masks outside for protests, but the members ain't had no mask at regatta or cowbell shaking time. Correct. Says Warren McCartney, you have a personal vibe with Menace. It's obvious, sir. You seem to be working for someone. Doctor was elected to parliament by the Killarney residents. Who are you to tell him keep quiet? You don't represent no constituency. He does, so be respectful. He was a prime minister of this country. He was this country's ever had. And I'm working for the Nassau Guardian. And I'm not going to be quiet about it or overtly respectful. So I thank you for your text. I'm just going to not do anything you suggest. It says, how dare you say it's 50% of our single women? It's definitely more like 90% of them. No. It ain't 90. I tell you, when I want to get treated well, when I want to get pleasantries when I'm not home, you know where I go? Even if I don't like eat it all the time, I'll go to like KFC. They're the nicest women at KFC. I don't know if it's just the trainings, but or they hire a particular, they look for like nice people. The nicest people work at KFC, right? Also Bamboo Shack. Says, Juan, you should have gave the woman a loaf of bread and some rolls to brighten her day after blowing your horn. Okay, we gotta go to break. Right back after this. Stay tuned.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. We'll be right back.
Wendy's. Spicy means Wendy's spicy. Unlike the other guys, our spicy activates all your senses. For a taste of Wendy's spicy, try the new Chipotle Crunch Cheeseburger made with fresh beef or the new Chipotle Crunch Chicken Sandwich, both with delicious crispy jalapenos, Chipotle aioli, cheddar cheese sauce, and much more. Taste the Wendy's spice in every bite of irresistible Chipotle Crunch Chopped Fries, too. Stop it today for the flavor you crave. Wendy's, different inside and out.
Back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio. You're not going to believe this. Talking for 10 minutes and my microphone wasn't on. And the producer had to tell me, ask me if I'm ready to come back. And I was like, ready to come back. We're on, we're live. Anyway, I'll try to just encapsulate what I said. I read a lot of your texts too. This says, great show as usual. The situation with the officer and the politician ain't going nowhere based on the fact people treat them as demigods. So how could you punish a demigod? It simply can't happen. Okay. It says, how much carbon credits did we lose when Ministry of Works cut down the silk cotton tree on Parkgate Road? Didn't they have to plan that? PM Davis has given really great climate change speeches at the UN and abroad, but it seems like government ministries aren't talking to each other. Says single, why are you limited to single women? When I was in my 20s, my boss told me to watch the married men in the office. He said that they always hear there's a reason. Does appear to be a different breed. He could be transformational if he doesn't allow the special interest to have precedence on everything. Says, but one, Minnis believes he still has support. People have to be telling him this, eh? Says, but one, Davis barked a little when y'all came at him about Elizabeth running over the police. I don't recall that. Says, one, now don't be stupid. Minnis would have opened the country in 2022. For word, who told you that? Your crystal ball told you that? Where'd you hear that? Who told you that? The fortune teller from Big? Minnis would have opened the country in 2022. What the hell are you talking about? In September of 2021, it was a 9 p.m. curfew. On what do you base that we would have had this same level of openness if he were still prime minister? Or is that just in your head? I'm stupid. At least I'm not delusional. At least I don't make stuff up. This says the PLP in opposition call for the Procurement Act to solve this issue of contracts. It came into effect on September 1st, 2021, but Brave administration has yet to disclose one contract under the Procurement Act since September 16th, 2021. I don't know if it's one. Man, look, Minnis had emergency orders in effect for nearly 2 years. There is no reason or circumstances you can give me that informs you that the emergency orders would have ended by now. I have no confidence. Well, the emergency orders would have ended by now. Based on what? The pandemic's still happening, right? Or did it end and no one told me? Last emergency order said, there's a pandemic, therefore we're in a state of emergency. This says the PLP and opposite that. So the PLP is doing more to hurt the poor than they could ever accuse the FNM of. It's so sad that people don't realize they're being used for political rhetoric. What is the PLP doing more to hurt the poor than they could ever accuse the FNM of? Like, what is the PLP doing that's hurting the poor? I'd like to know. I guess the PLP raising gas prices? Is the PLP raising food prices? Is the PLP stopping projects and investment for moving? I'm confused. What are they doing to hurt the poor? Yeah. Y'all forget what 10 months ago looked like. The straw market wasn't open. Schools were not open. Y'all, boy, I can't have serious conversations with you people. You know, we got to step. We all have to live in the same reality, though, to have a sensible, like, dialogue. It can't be you and your, and only me living in reality. And y'all was all like the Germans after the fall of Berlin when they came back. Well, we were in Switzerland the whole time. We didn't know what happened. We were skiing. We were in the Alps. We didn't know what was going on. This says, Davis and the PLP painted such an abysmal picture of the country while in opposition. According to them, people were homeless and sleeping in cars and starving to death. Since coming to power, what has this new day government done to save these people? I don't know about save these people, but I'll tell you this. And you, someone said someone must be paying you. Again, PLP, if y'all got a package to offer, let me know, right? I'll consider it for certain. I'll make full disclosures and everything. I'll come, no problem. But as of yet, nobody from the PLP is paying me. Here's the thing. And you could have what all you want, but the facts are these. The economy is doing better than it was a year ago. All right? For a variety of reasons. More people are working than were working a year ago. There are negative things that are happening. Gas prices are higher than a year ago. All right? The trash organization is very haphazard. But the economy is doing better. People are making more money. Just go ask taxi drivers. Go ask straw vendors. People are struggling still. There's inflationary pressures that are bearing down on them. If you look at government revenue, some of it's being bolstered by inflation, but more tourists are coming into the country than a year ago. There were no cruise ship passengers coming into the country in the first quarter of 2021. Things are better, all right? And so this is what y'all do with the crime, right? So if it is the fault of the politician, or the politician gets credit for when crime goes down, then why don't you give the politician credit for when the economy is doing better? Because the fact of the matter is the economy is doing better by every economic metric. The economy is more robust. All right. There's a very serious inflation issue going on. There's a lot of strain on gas prices. And in fact, I would argue to the detriment of consumers in the short to medium term future, the Davis administration has allowed the fuel charge to remain as low as it was over the last year, even though they didn't execute the hedge properly. What that's going to cost BPL and mean for BPL, we'll have to see. But they weren't even supposed to do that. They were supposed to just pass through the cost of the fuel. They're not doing that. It's going to be a problem eventually for BPL. But, look at all. The economy's doing better. People are doing better. All right? You can listen. I listen to... Well, I'll be perfectly honest with you. The radio station, listen to it. There are more commercials. More businesses are open back up. A lot of businesses closed. All right. Banks are reporting lower delinquency rates on loans. So what are you talking about? Like, the economy is doing better. And when the economy does better, those who are poor also do better. So you say, what has this New Day government done to save these people? Well, anyway, as I said, the economy is certainly doing better. This says, tell Minister to go finish fishing on the moon. We don't want to hear from him. Did I read that? I don't remember what I read when I thought I was actually live, and I didn't. Let's see. I don't know if I read these. Monroe and Davis will be judged on results, and if at the end of this term the economy, socialism, and people's lives are not with Christie and Minnis, Davis will be gone. Whether Dr. Minnis shares his public commentary or not. Says one, he had the police locking people up in Abaco who had nowhere to sleep or live, carried before the courts and fined, although we just had a massive storm where most of the houses were destroyed. What do you think about that? Well, you could go ask Abaco what they think about that and who they voted for. This is Juan. The FNM will never kick Minnis out of the party. They will not even blame him for their election loss. They should have thrown him all the way under the bus. That's what I would have done. I'm a former prime minister. Dude. Politics is a zero-sum game. All right? Let me repeat that for you. You can go write it down. I know why I got to tell you this. Politics is a zero-sum game. Okay? At the end of the day, one person will win and another will lose. One person is going to come out on top and another person is going to come out on the bottom. You either play this game like you understand it, game like you know your opponent, or you will lose. Keep playing around with Minnis. Go see about all the people who was caping for him before, and now quickly they went away. This says, hello, well, hi, Juan. I remember when if you didn't get gas by a certain time, dog eat your lunch. Yep. Some days I can't believe we went through all that. We've come a long way. Absolutely. I mean, there's a stark difference. And you can call me a PLP all you want. You can send me a shirt, right? When I go to a PLP convention, anyone will talk to me. You don't like me, right? Miss Laura almost didn't want to sell me mangoes the other day. All right. Off Tawny Williams, darling. Okay. Davis has done some good things since he came into office. The economy's doing better, right? There's an issue with crime. There's an issue with inflation. There are things they should have done that they did not do, and they are pretending that these things, it seems to me, rather than dealing with them head on, all right, and maybe other things like this. But there is no mistaking that there's a huge difference between the way we're functioning as a society now and the way we were functioning a year ago. And every time you say something crazy to me about what was going on a year ago with the coronavirus pandemic, understand that we had a general election during what was then the worst wave of COVID cases and hospitalizations. All right? As soon as you start yakking about it. It was so different a year ago. It was different for us because we were bugging. That's why in Florida, ask the people from Nassau who went to Florida. I know a guy used to go every month just to collect himself. All right. There's a stark difference between this year and last year. You'd have to be a fool not to acknowledge it. A stone fool not to see the difference, all right? So there's no question that the current administration has dealt with this all in a different way, and they've had some good results. There's just no question about it, all right? Voice note it, put it to the chubby picture of me, do whatever you want. That's me saying that. Y'all aren't going to like, there's always going to be someone who won't like you in life, and therefore you might as well just say what you got to say. Okay, somebody told me something yesterday I never heard before. I thought it made so much sense. I never heard it before. They say that the old people used to say this. This is when you're right, even if you're alone, you're in the majority. All right, when you're right, even if you're alone, you're in the majority. And that's why I sit here and I feel confident saying these things, telling you how terrible Minnis was and why he should shut up now, because I'm right. And even if I'm alone, And people don't like me for it because they love minutes and they want to go on Facebook and try. I really don't care. I'm doing great. Even if I was the lone one saying it, you guys were mad at me. You're mad at me when I went into the press conferences, talked about my hair and all this. Mad at me when I talked about why are there different rules for people on, why there's the same rules for people on these islands when New Providence doesn't have, when the islands don't have the same situation as New Providence. Right? People get mad. I'd rather be right and be alone than be wrong and be in plentiful company. So if you're going to get paid from the PLP, make sure you get the Anton and Dave special. Anton and Dave, man, listen. I'm talking money, man. You don't listen to me. When you hear me talking, I'm talking money, dog. Right? It ain't no Dave and Anton special. I'm talking serious money. This says the party cannot stop Minutes from talking, and it's not advisable to engage in a party civil war to silence him. The party leadership needs to step up. Wait, I lost the text. Let me see. Wait, let me see the. I think I lost it. I lost the text. Where is it? Hey, one, if Minutes was to drop dead right now, would that make you happy? Well, that's just stupid and shows your immaturity and lack of basic humanity. It's really a stupid, dumb that anyone wants someone to die because I don't agree with what they say and think they should stop saying it. That just shows the level of your intellect, which is low, dude. You should be ashamed for suggesting that, all right? Says, unless it's your position, Minutes should resign his seat in the House. Why would a duly elected MP be expected to shut up? Or is the issue what he's saying? I'm not saying any duly elected MP should shut up. I'm saying Minutes should shut up. Minutes is hurting Pintard them by continuing to talk. All right? That's my estimation. Says first, Juan don't care about the silk cotton tree. Now he says a little poaching is okay. Matasik, your point of view is the small boats can poach. Dominican poachers use small boats too. I mean, I don't, you know what I mean? If you're taking a lobster out of, I said this, I think, when I was still off air, when I thought I was on it. If you're taking a lobster out of the Exuma Keys Land and Sea Park, like I don't get it. I don't get why you got to go, the Defense Force got to go cuff you and I don't get it. If you got a big boat, but they say Dominicans use small boats too. We got some more text. Hold on. One, what? I mean, I explained the why, but I don't, you know. I don't think he was a good prime minister. I don't think he's serving his party well by continuing to say things that don't make sense. And I don't think he cares. If he's such an asset to the FNM, why does he just come to the House to say what he has to say and then leave? Don't listen to nobody else's contribution. Don't go to parliamentary caucus meetings. Don't go to leadership meetings. If he's so great. It says, illegals have flea markets in villages, shanty towns all throughout the Bahamas, housing crisis, yet Minutes is the hot topic. Guess what? Minutes was rich before parliament and will continue to be. No wonder why this country can't determine its path. Hold on, let me break this down. Illegals have flea markets in villages, shanty towns all throughout the Bahamas, housing crisis, yet Minutes is the hot topic. Guess what? Minutes was rich before parliament and will continue to be. No wonder why this country can't determine its path. Okay, I don't know what you're talking about. But the last thing you said, no wonder why this country can't determine its path. What is it that we're doing then, in your estimation? And you know that I was going to talk about this tomorrow, because I plan to be on air tomorrow about where we're going as a country. Like, where, what all this talk you guys have about how some illegal Haitians are stopping you from having your country. What are y'all talking about? You think your little bubble of experience is the entire country? You think shanty towns and where it goes as a nation? You think flea markets and villages means that the Bahamas does not have forward progress as a nation? So what have we been doing all this time? I'm concerned. Because I don't like exactly where we are either. But this talk that nothing's happened, nothing's been done, it's just nonsense. And we've went through this before. That your personal circumstances aren't where you want them to be does not mean that the entire country is some sort of failure. That your life is not what you expected your life to be is not indicative of the Bahamas being any sort of failed state, all right, or even close to it. So let's stop all that. Or actually, I'm not going to get you to stop. Do whatever you want to do. But let me just tell you, it doesn't make it, okay? I was born in this country. I was educated in this country throughout secondary school. I came back to the country that helped my parents fund a lot of my education abroad. And I didn't have any superior connections. I walked around and got a job and started working and worked hard. You can advance in this country. All right, stop acting like your personal circumstance or your personal lack of hustle and drive and determination has anything to do with the Haitians having a flea market in the village. That's just your myopia. That's all that it is. All right. Oh, we got a call on the line? Sure. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon, my brother. Hey, what's happening?
I'll ask you a couple of questions. See, my thing is this. As a person, I wanted to tell you, I don't worship men and women. I respect some of the politicians. As a matter of fact, half of the politicians who in parliament, and I know a lot of people, I don't know half of them. See, my thing is, one, when is the hate is going to stop? Huh? It can be another 40 years of hate. You think everybody, every family likes a little Finland, like Papa, like Mr. Christie? Everybody, I sell documents, all that, I say you're the most hated man in this country. I don't brown nose nobody. I speak the truth. I'm going to say, you make a lot of sense. See, with one, you see, like I keep telling you guys, the same 16 families in the country want everything. See, this country is not a great country. Okay? We just have a lot of bad management. And what the former prime minister did, I mean, this prime minister doing right now today, he ain't talking to the FNMs, no. He's talking to his cabinet ministers and things. So what, let's just forward with it later. If you want, it has to stop. We need to start doing this country like first world countries. It's the election order to me. Okay, election order. We need to educate our kids. We need to try to build homes. We need to see some stars. We need to set people roof. We need to, you know, want. There's so many things in this country that are more important to me right now. That's why I want to love myself, you know. And be wowing and making all kinds of noise on the chat group. And those guys are the best friends in the world, you know. And time to take my call, my brother.
Okay, I thought you said you had some questions for me. No? Okay. It says it's not just some illegal Haitians. It's a mass buildup of almost 50 years of the lawlessness, not contributing fairly to the treasury. It's a valid outlook, especially regarding the unfair situation of Haitians in this country. I mean, listen, Papa, you want to worry about what you don't have because a Haitian here? Go right ahead. Me, I don't support illegal migration. I don't support no illegal shantytown. None of it. All right? And I'm going to work as well as we can within the law. I also don't support not giving people birthright citizenship automatically. I'm going to work within the law to change that. But If you're looking for me to excuse what you haven't done with your life because of Haitians being here, I'm not the guy. Go talk with your boys about that over a couple of cold ones. Go complain to them, because you can't talk to me like that and expect me to make it make sense for you. All right? I don't support none of any illegality with anybody. You hear me, I tell you, I call the police, right? But if I'm going to sit here and you want me to be the guy, it's the Haitians' fault that you don't have something. It's not, man. It's your fault. Right? And it wasn't supposed to be easy, you know. That's what people tell you because they don't respect you, right? They tell you, it's supposed to be easy. Why you don't have this? You should have this. It's the Haitian, you don't have it. Right? And that's what you want to hear. This would have been easy without the Haitians. Because what you're looking for is affirmation that your lack of hard work is somehow for your personal circumstances. And I can't do that. I would not do that with my own children. Okay? I'm certainly not going to play crazy for you who I don't know. So you can go in your circle and talk about what you don't have because of the Haitians, because I don't see nothing I can't have in this country because of no Haitian. I can tell you that. It says, Juan, I was in Florida, December 2020. They still had masks. I went 2 months ago. They ain't checking. But it's wrong for you to say last year what Minnis did was wrong. Minnis would have opened the economy in 2022, so Brave ain't doing nothing new. Tell Brave to correct the fuel issue. Y'all keep prognosticating Minnis would have opened the economy. Based on what? Based on what? Help me. Based on evidence, or you feel like that's your gut feeling? You have another caller? Sure, let's do it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, McCartney. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How's it going?
Wonderful. You always got a great show. And many times I would just listen, but I called in today because, you know, you're hitting it right on the head. And normally when you're doing it on the head, that same gentleman, he calls in and wants to shift the conversation. Just like Mr. Minnis, he does things for distraction. And out of order, that's the way he actually governed. He didn't even have the courtesy to let his people know that he was calling a general election.
Okay, I hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, and what's happening now is that they should put him out of the party. Well, they don't have the balls to actually do that. Okay, because if they couldn't stand up in the gambling meeting and say nay, well, you think they could put him out of that party? Easily, like how he put Loretta and those other seven MPs out, you know. All of a sudden, they can find a color to march in. Okay, they are mourning, and like you said, they're hurting. Okay, when people hurt, they do stuff. Okay, their memory goes. Okay, and the fact of the matter that the Davis administration has done what they've done for the past 10 months, it is. Like, to God be the glory, you know. Minnis speaks in also assembly, then he asks them, why are you opening up the country? He would have had us still locked down, you know. But thank God we made a choice, you know. And because the God that we serve has given us that insight, when he has prepared the way, there is a path to follow. And like you say to the gentleman, listen, I don't blame the Haitian. Well, don't blame the Chinese either. Okay, he had a whole time, he got a job. The credit union was giving loans and stuff like that. You decide to buy a car with rims on it. Okay, you decide to have another sweetheart. Okay, while the Haitian decide to go into a business. Okay, and that's not illegal either, because the stuff happens. Okay, don't judge anybody, but check yourself out. See if your mind is okay. Do you love the country as much as the Haitian do? Because the Haitian lessens in it, you know. I'm not a Haitian. I live in the inner city, okay? And I watch them grow and take their children to school, take them to church, and register them inside the immigration system, and their families, they grow. Okay, our country can become a better place. Something positive, and I say you and me and the gentleman that goes, you know, but Ron McCartney, don't be deterred, I know you won't. Stay strong.
I'm not deterred, man. I'm going to go down saying this till my last breath.
I know, my brother.
And I'm not going to change because somehow there's this popular sentiment that it's somebody else's fault for what you don't have in life. I'm not doing that with y'all.
And the thing about it, they didn't say a word sitting around that table with Mr. Menace. When those commissioners were being transferred here and there, and they noodled around, they sat there and said nothing. Now, all of a sudden, they were marched with, about crime. Crime is here then, too. Okay? But thanks for letting me share, my brother.
Okay, bro. Appreciate you. All right, we got to take a break. I'll be real with you. As far as Menace goes, I do think he should be quiet. I think he should resign his seat. And I think barring him being quiet or resigning his seat, they should kick him out of the FNM. That's my thoughts.
If
now, you don't
got to
agree
call,
with that. That's where I am.
And try again. If you need help, hang up no. and then
anyway.
Dial your operator.
Let's go to the break. We'll be back.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL. Growing wealth for future generations.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major pumps, generators and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Do you know that it's not necessary to renew your NIB smart card when the date on the card has expired? That's right. Renewal is not required for children ages 0 to 15 or adults ages 16 to 59 years old. Persons who may apply to renew their NIB card include seniors turning 60 years old, children turning 16 years old, persons whose cards have been lost, damaged, or stolen, first-time Bahamian and permanent resident adults. Non-Bahamians may apply and will be issued a verification letter. For more information on NIB Smart Card Renewal, go to nib-bahamas.com or visit our Facebook and Instagram pages today. This message is sponsored by the National Insurance Board.
Frank, what you doing?
Looking at some new insurance options, Uncle Joe.
Insurance? You should ask me. I've got a guy on Collins Avenue who does my motor insurance. My home policy is through a lady I work with. Now, Johnny from the gym, he's going to hook me up with medical and life. Now, for pensions, I'd like to spread that one around a little bit.
Or I could call CG Atlantic. They do all of that.
With all the insurance and pensions cover you need in one place, we're like an uncle that doesn't give you bad advice. CG Atlantic. Good like that.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
When it comes to picking a pharmacy that is convenient, reliable, and puts you first, only one name comes to mind, Wilmax Pharmacy, a team of trusted and trained pharmacists ready to serve and assist you with all your pharmaceutical and over-the-counter needs. We also carry beauty and hair products as well as household and everyday supplies. Open 7 days a week, 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. NIB drug plan is accepted. Cut down your wait time, 817-4067. Visit Wilmax Pharmacy today. Poinciana Drive, opposite University of the Bahamas. Call 323-1037.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to the Revolutionary Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We were talking about Menace, and we were talking about, then somebody started talking about, why are we talking about Menace when we should be talking about what they said? Let me ask you, so the government just went to Rwanda, right? The prime minister just went to Rwanda, Kigali. Okay. You understand what happened in Rwanda in the not too distant past. Yes, they had a genocide, and often people refer to it as the Rwandan genocide, but in actuality, it was a genocide against one particular tribe of people, the Tutsi. And these people lived together for many, many years. And the Hutu, all right, there's the Hutu, the Tutsi, and the Twa, all right? But the Hutu and the Tutsi are the biggest things. And so crazy about it is they did DNA testing on Hutu and Tutsi, and they can't find any significant difference, genetic difference between them. They're the same people. They only separate each other by tribe. All right? The French, anyway. So they were living together for years. And then some members of the Tutsi started prospering. Beyond a lot of the Hutu. And the Hutu started blaming the Tutsi for all that they didn't have. And they talked about them over, this is why there's no private media in Rwanda. And they talked about it over and over and over on talk shows, on radio stations like this one, over and over and over. They talked about how unfair it was and how the Hutu deserve this and the Tutsi don't. Until they started to regard the Tutsi as less than human. In droves. This isn't make-believe. This happened. Okay? Paul Kagame, he was military. He helped end the genocide. If you think for a moment, I'm going to get on this radio station. And, you know, my issue, I got a problem with Menace. I won't lie. I do. I don't think he's a thinker. I don't think he's a speaker. I don't think he's a doer. And I think that he's self-involved and there's no bridge he won't cross in order. No bridge he won't cross. No one he won't throw under the bus. No one he won't step over in order to achieve his own aims. All right. And me and him will probably never be cool. And it is what it is. All right. And that's life. Sometimes you ain't going to be cool with everybody. But if you think for a moment in your head that I'm going to, and I see your text, I'm not even going to do that. I want to say this. If you think ever, and you can record this, write it down, send it to the world. If you think I would ever get and endorse this stupidity about Haitians being the problem for your lack of personal progress in your life, you're out of your mind. It will never, ever, ever happen. Jared Higgs did a story earlier this week, okay, about a police officer named Frankie Camille, okay? Frankie Camille, as I understand it, was born here, but grew up in a Haitian village, all right? Grew up speaking only Creole. He went to the Bahamian school system, and fortunately, we have a school system that will accept children born to Haitian parents into the school system because you want them to be educated, but y'all can't think that far, right? Frankie Camille could not speak English. He had no money. He wore the same clothes every day. He grew up in abject poverty. He had to repeat the fourth grade. And when he repeated the fourth grade, he says he's not going to do that any longer. The Bahamian teachers at his school helped him to, his mother couldn't read and write. She couldn't do anything for him. She fled abject poverty and violence in Haiti. His mother couldn't read and write. She couldn't help him. His Bahamian teachers who helped Frankie Camille learn to speak English, learn to read, learn to write. The guy got his second degree from UB just the other day. He's a corporal on course. He wants to open up a music school. Like, don't you want that? Don't you want the story to be that though these people have adverse circumstances at times, and I don't endorse any illegality, that they give back to the country? That we invest in them and they invest in us? Shouldn't that be what it is? They're our brothers and sisters, man. Our ancestors were packed on boats. I'm never going to treat them like that. Ever. And even that they're of African descent, I'm never going to treat the Chinese like that. I'm never going to treat the white people like that. I'm never going to do that. Because at the end of the day, we got to be able to live amongst each other and try to lift each other up. We got to abide by the law. But it ain't like Haitians do things Bahamians don't do. Y'all take land, y'all steal, y'all kill people too. I mean, what is it that they do that we don't do? Like, we're so pure. So I'm never going to blame them for what y'all don't have. You need to be like Frankie Camille and go work harder to improve your situation instead of sitting down and listening to people who tell you it's somebody else's fault because you're not successful. Because those people are lying to you. It says, if silence corresponds to consent, the PLP and the FNM must be held responsible for the nonsense that happens every 5 years in the RBPF, their lack of agreement and support may be the major cause of crime in our nation. Policemen cannot effectively do their job. I'm not sure I agree with that. Sent right, if Minnis was in, we would have been called in the stores by our last name. And to add on, the lockdown would have been 7 p.m. Juan, you're right. Minnis, he just needs to be ignored. This says, anyone, if Minnis was PM today, we would have still been under curfew. Thank God he's gone. Yeah, I don't know what he would have done. I only know what he did. And for someone to project some fantasy in their head onto what actually happened, I can't get with you. I'm sorry. That's on you. All right. Okay, so, oh, I wanted to read this one. It says, my daughter's 29. She's not yet jaded or cynical, yet with increasing frequency, she says to me, Mommy, what's wrong with the males of our species? And she's not talking about suitors. She's talking about her male patients, colleagues, friends, and acquaintances. As for me, with the perspective of time, I too can say that men are so, so different. Perhaps testosterone poisoning. I see why those miserable women go around looking like they're sucking on a lemon. That's maybe true. The men are messing with them. Says the Haitians are a drain on the system. You're so narrow-minded. Maybe someone close to you is Haitian. No, I'm Haitian. You didn't know? I'm Haitian. So I'm Haitian. That's the issue. And I'm Haitian, and I'm on the radio, and I'm not going to bash the Haitians. And I think that the fact that you guys feel comfortable sending this stuff, even anonymously, speaks to how incredibly unfortunate it is that voices that feed into your inadequacies are so elevated in this country. All right. So sorry, I'm cutting in lunchtime. I got to go. As I said, I'm going to go have lunch. You guys have a great day. Take care out there, Bahamas.